Black-owned banks in big cities from Atlanta to Chicago have been reporting a surprising rise in new accounts during the past month. One of the oldest black-owned banks in the country is based in Durham, where there's also been a rise in new accounts and in a new movement to keep the momentum going. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonid Inge takes a closer look at this black movement of money.
If there's one person in downtown Durham who's always in the know, it's Cicely Mitchell. But this hashtag Move Your Money to Black Banks movement caught her by surprise.
Did you have your money in a black financial institution before?
I didn't. I had my money at the State Employees Credit Union, for the rates and for, the little fringe benefits of being as state employees.
Mitchell is African American and co-founder and president of the Art of Cool Project, responsible for an annual jazz-influenced music festival in downtown Durham. So when she heard through social media about rapper Killer Mike's emotional plea for African Americans to open up bank accounts at black-owned banks like Citizens Trust in Atlanta, Mitchell tuned in. Here is Killer Mike on Hot 107.9 in Atlanta.
You can go to your bank tomorrow and you can say, until you as a corporation start to speak on our behalf, I want all my money.
Right.
And I'm taking all my money to Citizens Trust.
A lot of us were just like, now that's something I can get behind. Right? And so that's what I've just put it up there. After I heard him say it, I just put it up there on my Facebook, really, and was like, hey, I'm thinking about putting some of my money into Mechanics and Farmer, and you should too.
And many others put it on their Facebook pages and sent text messages to family and friends. Mitchell says talk of moving black dollars started this summer, shortly after the shooting deaths of two black men at the hands of police. She says Killer Mike was mad, she was mad, and so were a lot of her friends. But
we're not just gonna, get in the streets and, we do power to the people and block, streets. There's a time and a place for that. But one thing about getting people's attention, people pay attention when money starts shifting.
Some 8,000 people reportedly opened up new accounts at Atlanta Citizens Trust days after Killer Mike's plea to move at least $100. And hundreds of new accounts were also reportedly opened at Houston's Unity National Bank and Chicago's Seaway Bank and Trust. James Sills is the president and CEO of Mechanics and Farmers Bank in Durham, founded in 1907. He says hundreds of new accounts have been opened at M&F as well.
It started on July the 8th, and it's been pretty consistent. And we've been extremely busy here, but it's a good thing to be busy. It's a good busy.
Sills has spent 30 years in banking, from Bank of America to First Tuskegee Bank, started by Booker T. Washington. Sills says he's not sure who should get the credit for this surprise black money movement, but it's about time before these institutions disappear.
We really need to support these institutions because they're the only businesses that we have in our communities that actually recycle dollars back into the communities where we live and work. So it's critical that we keep this momentum or this movement going.
Sill says there were about 50 black-owned banks in the United States when he started in the business. Today, some organizations put the total at 21. The list of reasons for this shrinkage is long, from the lack of services to integration. People of color can now shop and bank where they want, right?
My first bank account was opened at Mechanics and Farmers Bank probably when I was about 6 years old.
Today, Maceo Sloan is 66 years old and still has an account there. Sloan has been in the financial services sector his entire life. He started NCM Capital in Durham. It's in his blood. His family helped start North Carolina Mutual Life Insurance Company, one of the last black-owned insurance companies left in the country. Sloan says he's impressed by the Move Black Money movement, but he wants to be more impressed.
$100 is going to do nothing for their bank. What needs to happen is that African Americans need to go take all their money out of Bank of America and SunTrust and Wells Fargo and all the other banks, Citigroup, all the other banks that they have their money in, and put it in their black banks. That might make a difference.
Out east is the Greater Kinston Credit Union, one of two historically black credit unions left in the state. The other is Legacy in Charlotte. 27-year-old Dakasha Cannon of Kinston just walked in. Cannon hadn't heard about the Move Black Money movement. She opened an account here 3 months ago.
So what took so long for you to become a member?
I really wasn't a bank type of person. I wanted my checks and, you know, and then I just said I need a secure place to keep my money. So I decided to check in with them.
Plus, Cannon says family members have had accounts here for years. Sean Wilson is the manager and CEO of Greater Kinston Credit Union. He recently heard about the Move Black Money movement.
We've had a lot of phone calls over the last 3 weeks. We've seen phone calls even as far as Atlanta, Georgia, interested in our history, what's our mission, how could they join, things of that nature.
Wilson took over Greater Kinston 3 years ago. It suffered just like its members during the economic downturn. But he says today they are more stable, with 5,400 members and growing. Wilson says he hopes this new black bank movement is for real.
I would love for this not just to be a social wind that blows for a few minutes or a couple months, but I would love for this to be a movement that continues.
You can only be a member of Greater Kinston Credit Union if you live, work, go to school, or a church in 5 surrounding counties. Remember, they opened at a time when blacks couldn't bank anywhere else. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.